AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Powerful storms that killed two people yesterday in Mississippi are now threatening the central eastern U.S. The National Weather Service says a tornado watch has been issued for parts of North and South Carolina. Meteorologist Bill Bunting says tornadoes are believed to have touched down yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana.
We had preliminary indications of seven tornadoes. I would just say that typically the day after is one where survey crews get out and give us a clearer picture of what went on. So that number will likely change. But at the moment, we're at seven confirmed tornadoes.
Democratic Congressman Sylvester Turner of Texas has died 2 months after taking office and hours after attending President Trump's address before Congress. He was 70. Linda Brown, a spokesperson for Turner, says he was taken to a hospital and died at his home this morning after being released. The cause is not known. An internal memo obtained by the Associated Press says the Department of Veteran Affairs is planning an aggressive reorganization that includes cutting 80,000 jobs. The memo says the reorganization will occur in August. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on an OpenAI case involving Elon Musk.
A federal judge has denied Elon Musk's request for a court order blocking OpenAI from converting itself into a for-profit company. A U.S. district judge said she could expedite a trial to consider Musk's claims. The billionaire Trump advisor is suing for breach of contract over what he said was the betrayal of its founding aims as a nonprofit. OpenAI says it was always about competition. The ChatGPT maker says it welcomes the court's decision. Musk's attorney says he is pleased that the court has offered an expedited trial. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. The Justice Department says eight leaders or members of a Chinese hacking company have been charged, along with two Chinese law enforcement officers, in a global cyber espionage campaign that targeted dissidents, news organizations, and U.S. agencies. A lot of viewers watched the Academy Awards Sunday night.
An estimated 19.7 million viewers watched the 97th Academy Awards ceremony. That's the biggest audience in 5 years. The triumph of Anora, which won 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, and other relatively little-seen winners, still brought a lift over the 19.5 million viewers from last year when the major hit Oppenheimer dominated. The Conan O'Brien-hosted telecast did have the benefit of 10 nominations for the big hit Wicked and an opening performance from its stars, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.